May the sweet presence of the Lord envelop your soul as you hear this message from Him. At the beginning of this channel, the Lord began, I laid down some basic problems with my body on earth. I wanted you all to see the contrast between the modern church and my first century church. And if I wanted to describe my heart dwellers in any special way, it would be as returning to the first century church, yet with a flavor of my imminent coming. Those first years were very much preparation of my bride and romancing her. And because of the intensity of the times and the closeness of my coming, I've had to direct you to pray very seriously for each nation of the world. But listen, my brides, I am still a romantic at heart, and I long to spend trysting time and dancing time with you. I want you to look into my eyes and see me. I want to bathe you all in the warmth of my love, because I am oh so happy with the heart dwellers who have persevered and not left because the topics became more serious. Many of you have lived through the passing of loved ones, and this has been a dark time for you. This is why I'm going to encourage you again. Collect the songs that cause you to perceive me more deeply. Choose a time of uninterrupted prayer and worship, and allow me to choose the song to be played. And if it is a rejoicing or dancing song, visualize me there in my tuxedo, dancing with you. During the quiet songs, rest your head over my heart. I have seen those of you who are so weary with the world's doings, and the only way to be released from that is by taking my hand when I lead you, either onto the dance floor or into the garden beside a babbling brook, and minister to you there with my love. I will also ice skate with you, play the piano with you and the flute and the violin, and truly want you to enter into my rest, which is a place of tremendous rejuvenation and refueling. Many times when you allow your sanctified imagination to go with me, you will find yourself so very close to my heart, doing the things we love to do together. I love every aspect of your lives. I love your creativity. I love to climb mountains and smell the heather in the hollows of the land as we explore together. I love to fly with you. I love to dance with you. And probably most of all, I love to rest with you. Let go of your rigid expectations and come to me as your groom, preparing a life on earth that will be extended into eternity, a life of bliss, a life of deep acceptance of you, dancing, swimming, exploring together. I love to do all these things, and you know how you used to hide Easter eggs in the tall grass for your children when they were little. You knew every location and would get so excited when your child got close to them and then found them. Well, the way it is for me is very much the same. I anticipate your joy when you are about to make a new discovery about your dwelling in heaven, which I have gone ahead of you to prepare. My heart beats a little stronger in anticipation of how you will react to this wondrous experience, the discovery of my unfathomable love for you, and the joy I bring you with my gifts. So I highly recommend that you put together a few playlists, even one master list with all your songs on it, and do as Mother Claire has done. Pray and put the list on random play and allow my spirit to arrange this experience for you. And just as an inside, this is me now, I have a playlist for repentance, for warfare, for pure worship, for more pensive songs, more romantic songs, then one very large list for every song in my library. And this way I allow the Lord to choose what song to play next according to his good pleasure. Today I gave him much more latitude and paid attention to what he was wanting to do. And just like he has been for the last few days, I was in a great ballroom with him. Sometimes we are on a cloud dancing, other times in a small space in the garden. But it's always very, very tender and endearing to be close to him. And I believe, and the Lord cuts in, that I feel the same way, he said. Yes, Lord, you took the words out of my mouth. And you, my beloved, read my heart. I cannot tell you the delight I feel when you respond so very readily to my invitation. Imagine that you are a young teen with a crush on a boy at school, and he never seems to notice you. But when the night of the school dance comes, he searches the room for your presence. Your eyes meet, and he walks by everyone else just to ask you to dance. Why? Because he has a crush on you as well, and he thought you never noticed him. And that's only a little inkling of how thrilled I am when you notice me and respond with all the tenderness and chaste desire to be in my presence. My brides, take this message to heart and meet me in the ballroom. You will stand before me instantly dressed in your bridal gown and will soon realize my gaze is riveted on you, for in that moment, you are the only one on this earth. May I forever be the only one on this earth for you. Amen. Let it be so. Isn't it sweet?